The Democratic U.S. presidential hopefuls face off today in their first debate. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, former Virginia Senator Jim Webb, and former Rhode Island Senator Lincoln Chafee will meet in Las Vegas, Nevada. And joining me on the line is political analyst and Professor Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Welcome, Mr. Sabato.
Thank you.
Well, right off the bat, what do you expect to see in this contest?
Hillary Clinton is in the hot seat. It's pretty clear that she's going to be the target of most, maybe almost all, of the attacks. There may be a few stray shots fired by one of the other candidates at Bernie Sanders, for example. But mainly, it's going to be the candidates versus Hillary Clinton because, after all, she has been and still is the front runner. Clinton herself has to be careful. If she makes a single mistake, that will be the headline out of the debate. The other candidates have more leeway. Of course, they have more leeway because several of them are at 1 and 2% in the polls. Bernie Sanders is the other major candidate on stage, and he has refrained from going hard negative or really negative at all against Hillary Clinton. So I think we can expect him to stay relatively substantive.
So far, there's been very little mudslinging by the Democrats, but do you think tonight some of those gloves are going to come off and they'll be getting down and dirty?
For the minor candidates who are lucky enough to be on that stage, meaning Jim Webb and Lincoln Chafee and Martin O'Malley, this is their chance. They either have to start moving up or their candidacies are not going to go anywhere. So I would expect that they would take some hard shots at Hillary Clinton and maybe Bernie Sanders. For example, Governor O'Malley, former Governor O'Malley from Maryland, wants to be the main challenger to Hillary Clinton, but he's been kept from doing that because of the success of Bernie Sanders and, of course, because the ghost of Joe Biden looms over that debate stage.
I was going to ask you about that. He's kind of the wild card. Do you think at this late time he might still jump in the contest?
Well, it's possible. I think most people suspect that because this has gone on so long, it's so difficult for him to put an organization together and to raise the many, many millions that would be necessary for him to run, that probably he won't get in. But sometimes we underestimate ambition. He's always wanted to be president. He talked about running for president in the early 1970s when he first got elected to the Senate. He has run twice. Now he's closer than he's ever been. It's his best opportunity. He's doing better in the polls than he ever has been. So the lure is obvious. Now, whether he'll do it, I think we'll know soon. The act is getting old. You know, it's Hamlet on the Potomac. We've seen it before.
I guess I know where you'll be tonight, sitting and watching the debate.
Absolutely. I never miss them. Sometimes I wish I had, but I have to watch.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I certainly appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.